إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 10th session, reading from Sifat Ibad al-Rahman, the characteristics and qualities of the worshippers of the Most Merciful, by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Last week, we completed the 8th Sifa, the 8th characteristic or quality that's mentioned in this series of ayat from the ending ayat of Surah Al-Furqan. Yani last week we completed the 8th Sifa, and today yani we're going to read the closing yani comments of the Shaykh related to the ayats that follow the last Sifa, that is the ayats that mention the reward for those who are characterized with these yani characteristics or qualities. So before we read yani the final comments of the Shaykh, we're going to go back and look quickly at some of the points that we covered last week from the questionnaire study guide number 9. The first question being, how does the author, Hafidhullah, summarize As-Sifatu Thamina, yani the 8th characteristic of Ibad al-Rahman? And what is the summary of the 8th characteristic of yani the Ibad al-Rahman? Okay, yani humble submission, yani, yeah, naam, yani their care or the attention that they give to dua and humble, submissive, yani calling on Allah, imploring Allah, beseeching Allah, begging Allah humbly and submissively, naam. Yani the attention and the care, the inayah, for dua, and especially their humble, submissive calling upon Allah. Now, the second question, memorize the ayah from 25th surah, 74th ayah, containing as-sifa, al-thamina, the 8th characteristic of Ibad al-Rahman. The ayah that this sifa is contained in. Walladhina, help us. Do you want to, faddo.
I'm reading. الذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
نعم. Those who يعني say, they are saying, they are supplicating, ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا. Oh Allah, give us the gift of their being from our wives and our offspring, that which is the joy, the comfort, the pleasure of our eyes, that which is pleasing to us. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us to be yani models, examples, imam for the people of at-taqwa. This is a very, very important dua, as the Shaykh mentioned last week in his discussion concerning it, and it is a dua that is worthy of being supplicated with yani regularly, constantly, continuously. Yani to supplicate for our spouse and for our children and for ourselves, yani with this kind of supplication is azim. Question number 3, mention the author's summary, real summary, of the first 7 sifat, qualities or characteristics of Ibad al-Rahman, in order. The first one,
humility
toward Allah and the creation. Second one,
their
worry or concern, fear of the punishment of the hellfire. Third one,
moderation,
before that. Third one. Okay. I think we skipped the second one.
Okay.
Second one, يعني محافظتهم على الصلاة ولا سيما قيام الليل صلاة الليل. نعم. Second one was their guarding, protecting, preserving the prayers, and especially the night prayer. And the third one was the fear of the hellfire. And the fourth one is نعم moderation in spending. توسطهم في النفقة يعني between extravagance and miserliness. The fifth one,
staying
away from the major, the greater sins. Sixth one, بعدهم عن مجالس الباطل والمنكرات. يعني staying away from the gatherings of falsehood and evil and corruption and sin. That's five, six. That's six, right? Seven, seventh one. When they hear the ayat of Allah, they don't fall on them deaf and blind. Yani they are responsive to the ayat, the reminders from the book of Allah. Yani ta'azimuhum li kalam Allah. Yani they exalt, that they glorify. Yani they have the highest respect and reverence for the speech of Allah in terms of listening to it attentively, trying to understand it, and then applying it. And the last one we mentioned already, the eighth, is the one that we had last week, inayatuhum bid-du'a, yani the care and attention that they give to supplication, especially yani the humble, submissive, imploring, begging, beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth question, discuss the author's descriptions, yani some of the descriptions that he gave of the Ibad al-Rahman, which are manifestations of their inayah, of their care given to a du'a. And he gave some descriptions. Now,
they're always making dua,
okay.
Selective about the dua, they make trying to choose the one that are more.
And they're selective about choosing the more comprehensive or the more yani beneficial supplications. Naam. He also said that hum yani muftaqiruna ila Allah. Yani they manifest by their supplicating to him that they are aware, that they are conscious, that they are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Multaji'una ilayhi. And they're also seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whatever is harmful to them. And they're also مُقْبِلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, yani that they are responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call in the same way that yani they hope yani that yani Allah will yani respond to them. And Allah promised, if you call on me, I will yani respond to you. So they're also responsive to Allah's call. And then finally the Shaykh said that in all of their needs, their hajat, and the things that are of benefit to them, يَرَجُونَهَا مِنْهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and they have hope for everything that they are in need of, or anything that is beneficial. Their hope is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without making any associate with Him. Question number five. Discuss the meaning of Jawami al-Kalim, and memorize two comprehensive supplications from Jawami al-Du'a. And we mentioned a few of the sayings of the scholars concerning Jawami al-Kalim. The core of it, the essence of it, the summary of it is Jawami al-Kalim.
A lot of meaning in very few words.
Qaleel al-Love, yani a few words, kathir al-ma'ani, but much meaning, much meaning. Now, discuss question number eight. Oh, I'm sorry, supplications, Jawami al-Du'a. Anybody give us one of the comprehensive supplications? And if we didn't, I failed to remember to send some of those supplications out. But in any case, one of them is, and some of them are very common supplications. Anybody give us at least one or two?
Bismillah
alladhi la yadurru. Ma'asmi shayun fil ardi wa la fi sama'a wa sami'a alim. Tayyib. Yani, in the name of Allah, yani whose name, yani with whose name, there's no harm can come to you from what is in the heavens and the earth. Naam, who's sami'a alim. Anybody else? Another one. What about from the Quran? Rabbana
atina
fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabana. This supplication is yani one of the most comprehensive supplications that came in the Quran. Yani, O Allah, give us that which is good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. And also a supplication that we had a few weeks ago, seeking refuge in Allah, asking Allah for the paradise and seeking refuge in the hellfire. And just a few words. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar, and so on. Yani, there are many of them. Inshallah, I hope I will remember to send some of those supplications that we mentioned last week to benefit. But in any case, so that we don't lose all of the benefit, I have a couple of copies of the book last week that contain some of the comprehensive supplications of the Shaykh that he had collected. So if anybody doesn't have a copy, then inshallah you can take one of these as a gift. Question number 6. Discuss the meaning of our Lord. Make our wives and children the joy of our eyes. Yani joy here, comfort, coolness of our eyes in terms of what? What did the Shaykh say that this is in reference to? Yani to make our wives and our children the joy of our eyes. And in this dua, it's a dua that the person is asking for what? Salah, yani azwajihim wa auladihim, ahlihim wa auladihim, that they are asking for the uprightness, the righteousness, the rectification of their family and their wives and their children, or their spouse and their children, in terms of, the Shaykh mentioned a number of things from amongst them, he mentioned, yani their worship, in their worship, yani the joy of the Muslim, of the yani ibadah, of the worshipper of Allah, in their spouse and in their children, is in yani their uprightness, the rectification of their worship, and also their character, and also their yani their interactions, their dealings with the people, in their livelihood, in their dutifulness to their parents, and so on, things like this. Yani the meaning of this supplication is to make our wives and our children joy of our eyes, meaning that we become happy and we are yani pleased that with their condition, yani of their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way they worship of Allah, their character and their manners, their interaction with others, their livelihood, the way they make a living, their dutifulness to their parents, and so on. Yani not being happy and pleased because they made a lot of money, or because they have a lot of material, but rather because of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their yani manifestation, their application of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Question number 7, discuss some of the meanings contained within the dua and make us imams for the people. Yani of taqwa. Yani waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Some of the meanings that the Shaykh mentioned here, very important meanings from what the Shaykh mentioned. He said that this dua contains within it the dua for the rectification or the uprightness of the person, of themselves, oneself, that Allah make you to be upright, and that Allah guide you to the khair, to that which is good, so that after that, then you will be a qudwa for the other people. You will be a model and an example for the other people in yani righteous characteristics and qualities. Yani that a person, when they ask, oh Allah, make me to be an imam for the people of taqwa, it contains the meaning of asking to make you to be an upright person, and that you be guided to the good things, to the khair, to the things, the good qualities and characteristics, so that after that, the people will take you as a model or an example to be followed, yani, in righteousness. Then the people will take such a person as an imam and follow in their way. Also, it is well known, yani, question number 8, is well known that the supplication to attain something is also a supplication for yani complete the point. Yani the Shaykh said, "Wa min al ma'lum and the du'a bi bulugh shay'in, du'a for the means that are necessary." Yani for whatever is necessary in order to achieve that thing. Yani so, if a person wants to be an imam for the people of taqwa, then before they can be an imam, they have to themselves yani be upright. Yani have beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds. The Shaykh, he mentioned it as yani a general rule, yani الدُّعَاء بِبُلُوغِ شَيْءٍ دُعَاءٌ بِمَا لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِهِ دُعَاء بِمَا لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِهِ. Yani, so the dua to achieve something contains within it the request also for whatever is necessary in order to achieve that thing. And the last question is related to that point. Mention the two qualities which Al-Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah says are necessary for someone to achieve the station of imama. As-Sabr wal-Yaqeen. Yani patience and certainty. Patience and certainty. And he mentioned the saying of Allah, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ نَعْمْ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we have made from amongst them imams. Yani, how did they become imams? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا When they يعني exercise patience and they were يعني certain about our signs. And Imam al-Sa'di, he mentions, I think in the tafsir, the saying, وَبِالصَّبْرُ وَالْيَقِينُ تُنَالُ الْإِمَامَ فِي الدِّينِ يعني it is with patience and certainty that the position of being an imam in the deen is attained. بِالصَّبْرُ وَالْيَقِينُ Okay, this is what we covered last week. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to talk يعني, basically what the Shaykh said in the end of this risala. We're going to be reading from pages 34 through 37 in English, 34 through 37, and in Arabic from 30 to 32. Before I read, I just want to remind us of something that the Shaykh said in the beginning of this risala, which I think is of, yani, it is appropriate and suitable to remind us of now, and that is, yani, that this station of ubudiyya, yani, of being an abd or an abid of ar-Rahman, the station of ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a maqam azim. Yani the station, maqam al-ubudiyyah lillahi azza wa jalla, maqam azim. It is a magnificent, tremendous, yani station to be in a position or in a condition of being conscious, consciously, yani trying to be engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The station of ubudiyyah, that a person consciously is trying to be engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, بَلْ هُوَ أَشْرَفَ الْمَقَامَاتِ It is the most noble, the most honorable of all stations with which Allah has praised the prophets and his awliya. The most noble of all stations. And from the proofs of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابَ Yani, that praise be to Allah who has sent down upon his abd, the book. Yani, this is the station of what? The most noble station or the greatest thing that a human being gift from Allah that they can receive is revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ayah as his abd. And the scholars say that if there was a better name that he could have referred to him by, in this particular occasion of mentioning this great gift of revelation, he would have mentioned it. But he mentioned him as his abd, which shows that this is the greatest thing that a human being can be described with. Yani the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the surah before that, also in the first ayah, surah Kaf, in the first ayah of surah Isra, he said, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Yani, Subhanallah alladhi asra bi'abdihi. Again, in this noble gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet, that he traveled by night from Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Haram ila Masjid al-Aqsa, and ascended to the heavens in this particular, on this occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, yani refers to the Prophet as his abd, which shows that this is the most noble description, the best of names that, yani, a human being can be referred to by. And it shows that yani this yani station of ubudiyyah is the most noble, the most honorable of stations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised his prophets and awliya with. And then the Shaykh said, وَرَضَافَ أَهْلَهَا yani the people of this maqam al-ubudiyyah أَضَافَ أَهْلَهَا لِنَفْسِهِ that he has attributed the people of the station of ubudiyyah to himself, to himself. He has attributed, he has connected them to himself. And in this series of ayahs, he said, يعني عباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض to the end of the ayat, يعني attributing, يعني these people, يعني connecting them to himself in a way that is intended to honor them. يعني the Shaykh says, right? He said, تشريفا لهم وتعالية لمقامهم to honor them and also to raise high their station. يعني the station of the worship is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally the Shaykh said, also in the introduction to this, as a reminder to us, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِأَهْلِ هَذَا الْمَقَامِ الشَّرِيفِ أَوْصَافًا عَدِيدًا وَسِمَاتٍ مُبَارَكٍ فِي نُصُوصٍ كَثِيرَةٍ لِيَجْتَهِدَ الْمُسْلِمُ فِي اتِّصَافِ بِهَا وَالْعَمَلِ بِمُقْتَضَاهَا لِيَنَالَ الْمَقَامَ الرَّفِيعَ وَالشَّرْفَ الْكَبِيرَ عِنْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned for these people, the people of this high station, the station of ubudiyyah, He said he has mentioned for them many characteristics or qualities. blessed characteristics or qualities in many of the texts that came in the Quran. And this was so that the Muslim will strive and struggle. لِيَجْتَهِدَ الْمُسْلِمْ فِي الْقِصَافِ بِيَا. So that the person will strive to be characterized by these characteristics. Yani Allah mentions these characteristics and qualities for a reason. In many places in the Quran, He mentions them so that the Muslim will recognize the importance of them and strive to be characterized them. وَالْعَمَلْ And to act upon them. وَالْعَمَلْ بِمُقْتَضَاهَا Yani that a person act upon what they require, and in this way they will achieve this high station and this great yani honor in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbil Alameen. I wanted to remind us of this, because as we close this risala, then I want us to be reminded, myself first and each of us, that we be reminded of the importance of these characteristics that are mentioned in this series of ayats. And the Shaykh has numbered them as 8, and some other scholars like Shaykh Salih Suhaimi in his yani, presentation of these sifat, he numbered them as 15. And yani, it's the same, except that he has yani, singled out some of the sifat that are mentioned yani, after each one of these ayats as separate yani, characteristics or qualities. In any case, what is important is that these are some of many characteristics or qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran for us to reflect upon them to the extent that we come to know them well, and thereafter strive yani, to act upon them, to actualize them, to manifest them in our lives. So this is very important, that the purpose of all of this is to recognize these characteristics, to contemplate over them, to reflect on them, to understand them well so that we may act upon them. That is really the point. Otherwise, yani, there's really no benefit, and it just becomes an exercise, yani, an intellectual, yani, or academic exercise that is not going to benefit us, not in this world or in the next life. Allahu musta'an. So today, inshallah, we're going to look at the reward that is mentioned at the end of these ayat. The Shaykh says, this is on page 34 in English, page 30 in the Arabic text, the khatima. Yani the ending, the closing of this risala, he says, ثم ختم الله سبحانه وتعالى هذا السياق المبارك بذكر جزاء من اتصف بالصفات السابقة وعظيم ثوابه. Yani then Allah concludes this series of ayat, this blessed series of ayat. He concludes them with the mention of the reward of whoever is characterized, described with these characteristics or qualities yani, that have been mentioned. And the greatness, the magnificence of their reward. Allah seals the mention of these ayats with that which should encourage a Muslim, a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what should encourage the Muslim to really examine these sifat, to learn them and understand them, and strive and ask Allah's help yani, to become characterized with them. The reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Surah 2, Furqan 25th Surah, 75th and 76th ayat, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. That these, any people who are characterized with these descriptions, يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ yani the reward that they will be given is the غُرْفَة. And Ibn Kathir says, هِيَ الْجَنَّةِ وَسُمِّيَتْ بِذَلِكَ لِإِرْتِفَاعِهَا yani that it is named الْغُرْفَة due to its highness, because it is elevated, it's raised, it's a lofty place in Jannah. Some of the scholars said, it is الدرجة العليا في الجنة yani it is the highest level in the Jannah yani after the Prophets, the highest level in Jannah after the Prophets. And this is confirmed in the hadith that the Shaykh mentions yani as we go along yani that the Ghurfa is actually a place, a very very high place in the Jannah above the yani dwellings of the other people of Jannah, and there is no dwelling above this except the dwellings of the Prophets and the Messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that the reward for these people who are characterized with these characteristics is al-ghurfa. Al-ghurfata bima sabaru. Yani due to their patience and endurance and perseverance in adhering to that which Allah has commanded us with and avoiding that which Allah has prohibited us from and being patient with that which Allah has decreed for us by His perfect wisdom and justice, even though it might be something that we dislike. Being patient, yani due to patience. Yani patience is one of the keys to success in this world and in the next life. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Yani primarily due to their patient perseverance. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they would be met with, yani in Jannah, with tahiyya wa salama. And yani we're going to probably look a little bit at some of the scholars, what they said concerning this tahiyya wa salama. As we go along. Khalidina fiha, and they will remain in it forever. Yani they wouldn't come out of yani this Jannah and their place in Jannah. Hasanat mustaqarran wa muqama. Yani the place that they will be in would be tayyib. Yani it would be good, it would be excellent. And yani their residence there and their permanent station there, being settled and residing there, yani all of it would be something good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this mention of these two ayats, the Shaykh says, فَكَانَ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ فَكَانَ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. Yani so, the reward, yani for their efforts, will be of the same nature as the effort that they made. Yani the reward of their deeds will be of the same nature as the deed that they did. And this is a principle that is confirmed in the Quran in many places. Yani al-jaza'u min jins al-amali. From amongst the places where this is mentioned, and as I said there are many, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Rahman, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for ihsan? Yani for doing good, for excellence in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in one's dealings with the people, and kindness and charity to the people. Is there any reward for ihsan? Except ihsan. Except ihsan itself. I just want to mention briefly the saying of Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his tafsir of this ayat. He says, هَلْ جَزَاءَ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. أي لَيْسَ لِمَنْ أَحْسَنَ الْعَمَلِ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Yani that there is no reward for the one who has done well in his deeds, in his worship of Allah, and in his dealing with the people, the ibadullah. There is no one who has done this good, done it well in the dunya, except that ihsan will be returned to him in the akhirah. Except that, yani he will receive a jaza, a reward of ihsan for his ihsan in the dunya. He will be rewarded with ihsan in the akhirah. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, says, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. Yani for those who have done well, yani in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then they will have al-husna, yani al-jannah, وَزِيَادَ. وَزِيَادَ. And this ayat has some discussion, and it will pass for now, but the important thing is that he's using it as a proof, what? That those who have done good, then they will receive good. Whoever has done good, yani in accordance with what Allah has legislated in this world, with sincere intentions, then they will receive good in the next life, that is, the reward of Al-Jannah. And above and beyond that, they will receive that which is extra, ziyada, and that is seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to that which is narrated authentically. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says concerning this ayah just briefly, that the meaning of hal jaza al-ihsan al-ihsan, ay hal jaza man ahsana fi ibadat al-khaliq wa naf'i abidihi illa an yuhsan ilayhi al-thawab al-jazil wal-fawz al-kabir wal-na'im al-muqim wal-aish al-salim. Yani he said what? That is there any reward, yani for ihsan except ihsan? He said, is there any reward for the person who does well in his worship of the Creator and who does well in benefiting the slaves of the Creator, the people, except that good will be done back to him. بالثواب الجزيل, he will receive an abundant reward. And فوز الكبير, and a great success. ونعيم المقيم, and a lasting, permanent blessing. يعني in Jannah. والعيش السليم, and يعني a, I don't know, sound, good, wholesome life. He said this is the reward that a person will receive for the good that they have done, يعني in this world. After this, the Shaykh says, is there any reward for good? Or he says the principle, فَكَانَ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. يعني, so their reward for having these characteristics of worshipping Allah, of dealing, how they deal with the people, of having يعني, respect for the speech of Allah, having fear of the punishment of Allah, and so on. For these characteristics of goodness in their relationship with Allah, in relationship with the people, then the reward يعني will be of similar nature, meaning their good deeds would be rewarded with a good reward. فَلَمَّا كَانَتْ أَوْصَافُهُمْ رَفِيعَةً عَالِيَةً كَافَاهُمْ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِالْغُرْفَةِ الْعَالِيَةِ. So when their characteristics and their qualities were high, lofty, elevated, يعني sublime characteristics, عَالِيَةً, then the رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ has recompensed them, has rewarded them, has returned to them a reward of al-ghurfa al-aliyah, a high dwelling place in the Jannah. Jaza'an lahum, as a reward for them. Here, the Shaykh, he mentions that this ghurfa, this high, lofty dwelling place in the Jannah has been described. وَقَدْ جَعَى وَصْفُ هَذِهِ الْغُرْفَ عَلَى لِسَانَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حِينَمَا قَالَ. يعني the description of this or these lofty dwelling places has come to us on the tongue of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, wherein he said, in the hadith that's reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَرَاءَوْنَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Yani that the people of Jannah, the people who are in paradise, yani will be looking, yani yanzuruna ila masakinihim, looking up to the dwelling places of the Ahlul Ghurf. Yani the people will be given the gift of Al-Ghurfa, the reward of Al-Ghurfa. The people in Jannah, the other people in Jannah who are not given these high lofty dwelling places, they will be looking up to the people of the Ghurf from above them. كما يتراءون الكوكب الدري الغابرة الدرة الدرية الغابرة في العفق من المشرق إلى المغرب لتفاضل ما بينهم. So they will be looking up to the people in these lofty dwelling places from above them, in the same way that people look up to a brilliant, bright star that you see going away on the horizon from the east or the west. Yani the same way you look into the sky and you see a bright star on the horizon, high in the sky, and you look up to the sky to see it, he said this is how they will be looking up to the people who are in these lofty dwelling places. لِتَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ, yani due to, yani the تَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ, yani تَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ, meaning yani the disparity, the difference, يعني the bu'd, the distance of those people in those ghurf, how far away they will be. And the ulu, the highness of their position over the rest of the people in Jannah. So this is the station of the people who will be rewarded with al-ghurfa, bima sabaru, يعني the lofty dwelling places in Jannah. They will be in a place that is distant, far distant, and very high above the dwelling places of the other people of Al-Jannah. This hadith, this is how the Shaykh mentioned it here. In Bukhari and in Muslim, the narration goes on to say, yani the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, قالوا يا رسول الله. They said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that there will be people in these lofty dwelling places that other people in Jannah will be looking up to, like you look up to the stars in the sky, they said, يا رسول الله, تلك منازل الأنبياء لا يبلغها غيرهم, يعني are these the houses, the dwellings of the prophets, and nobody other than them will reach such. Yani they understood that whoever is in dwelling places that is above the rest of the people like this, the way stars are in the sky, it must be the stations of the prophets, stations which no other people will reach. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bala," yani it is not like that, not so. Rather, he said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, rijalun amanu billahi wa saddaqu al-mursaleen." Rather, these dwelling places are the dwelling places, he said, "I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, that these are the dwelling places of people who have believed in Allah and who have testified to the truthfulness of the messengers." And in other words, these are places that other people other than the prophets will rise up to. Will rise up to, yani due to having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and testifying, tasdiq, testifying to the truthfulness of the messengers. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di himself, in his tremendous, amazing, magnificent, beautiful, yani book, Shajarat al-Iman, At-Tawdih wal-Bayan, the Shajarat al-Iman. He says, after mentioning this hadith in the beginning of the book, he says, yani the iman that's mentioned here, yani of the people, رِجَالَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, he said, this iman and this tasdeeq of the messengers, إِمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَتَصْدِيقُهُمْ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ is فِي ظَاهِرِهِمْ وَبَاطِنِهِمْ, yani meaning, outwardly and inwardly, their iman and their tasdeeq is not just some outward actions, rather it is manifested in their outward actions, and it is also yani that which is within, inwardly, also yani is in agreement with it. في أقائدهم وأخلاقهم وأعمالهم, it is in their creed and their beliefs, and in their character and their manners, and in their actions, their worship. وفي كمال طاعتهم لله ولرسوله, and it is in the perfection of their obedience to Allah and to His messengers. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. فقيامهم بهذه الأمور به يتحقق إيمانهم بالله وتصديقهم للمرسلين. So it is their fulfilling of these affairs. It is in this way that they have realized, that they have achieved, that they have actualized the iman in Allah and the yani tasdeeq of the messengers that will earn them this position. Yani, it is that their iman and their tasdeeq, their confirming the truthfulness of the messengers, has to be inwardly and outwardly. It has to be their aqeedah, as well as their akhlaq, as well as their actions. In all of this, and the completion and the perfection of the obedience to Allah and His Messenger, it is through this that they achieve the position of those who the Prophet ﷺ said, yani, they would be in these high dwelling places in the Jannah, yani, that is due to their iman in Allah and due to their testification or their yani testifying, affirming the truthfulness of the prophets and the messengers. After this, the Shaykh, he says, فَأَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِذَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَنْظُرُوا لِأَهْلِ الْغُرَفِ يَرْفَعُنُ رُؤُوسَهُمْ ويرون هذه الغرف كما نشاهد نحن الكوكب العالي الرفيع في السماء مما يدل على علو منازلهم ورفعة درجاتهم في جنات النعيم. That the people of Jannah, yani the people who have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His fadl, His favor, and His bounty, and His mercy, not due to, yani their deeds alone, because no person will enter Jannah by their deeds alone, as the Prophet ﷺ said, and they said, "What about you, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Not even me, unless Allah covers me, envelops me in His fadl and His rahmah." So no person will enter Jannah by their deeds alone, but the people who are admitted into Jannah, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them His bounty and His mercy, due to the effort that they made in striving to achieve and to realize yani a level of iman and yaqeen and ihsan in their worship of Allah and in their dealing with the people, those people who are in Jannah, if they wanted to look up to the people in the ghuraf, yani in these high dwellings, they will raise up their heads in order to look up to see these lofty dwelling places in the same way that we look up when we look at yani a high elevated star in the sky. And this, from this, is an indication of the uluwi manazilihim, of the highness of their station, of their dwellings, and the elevation of their degrees in the gardens of Na'im. This is a high station. And this station can be achieved by what? By iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in testifying to the truthfulness, yani from the heart, on the tongue, and in one's actions, testifying to the truthfulness of the messengers, meaning following yani the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani all of it, acting upon it inwardly and outwardly, believing as he believed, having the character that he had, the manners, the truthfulness, the honesty, the justice, the fairness, the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dealings with the people, in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can be achieved by people other than the prophets and the messengers. After this, the Shaykh says, وَقَوْلُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا, that they will be met with in Jannah, in these lofty place dwellings, with tahiyya wa salama. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he says in his tafsir of this ayat, يُبْتَدَرُونَ فِيهَا بِالتَّحِيَّةِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ وَيُلَقَّوْنَ التَّوْقِيرِ وَالْإِحْتِرَامِ. To the end of what he said, yani meaning that يُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا, yani that they will be met with greetings and honor and respect and reverence as they enter into Jannah, as they enter into yani these lofty dwellings. And then he said, yani the Shaykh says, yani in reference to the meaning of this ayat, he said, yani tatalaqqahum al-malaika bit-tahiyya wat-tarhib was-salam al-mutadhammini lis-salamati min an-naqa'is wal-amrad wal-mukaddirat. That they will be met with by the angels. And the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would greet them, and the angels would greet them, and they would also, yani the people of this yani station, they would also be greeting one another. At-tahiyya wa-salam. Yani that they will be met by the angels with tahiyya, greetings, with tarheeb and welcome. Wa-salam, yani salam, the salam that includes within it, that entails being safe. As-salama min al-naqa'is. Being safe from yani all types of defects. Whether it is yani the defect of yani being weary, tired, death, sickness, urine and defecation, all the things, the defects that the human being experiences in this world, yani they will be free from this. Wal amrad, sickness, wal mukaddirat, yani whatever type of difficulties or hardships or disturbances or distress that a person experiences in this world, yani this salam means that they would be safe from those things. They would be secured from those things. They wouldn't experience those things when they entered into the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or into the ghuraf, yani these lofty dwelling places. Then yani the Shaykh goes to the last ayat, but he didn't mention the end of this description of the reward of the people of paradise. خالدين فيها, خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما, يعني that not only would they be blessed and rewarded with high stations in paradise that other people would look up to, and not only would they be received with greetings and peace, yani assurance of being saved from the things of this world that people would love to escape from, but they would also remain in this condition yani permanently. خالدين فيها as Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says, مُقِيمِينَ, that they would be settled permanently in this place. Yani they wouldn't depart from it. They wouldn't leave it. They wouldn't die. They wouldn't go away from it. They wouldn't have a desire to come out of it. They will remain in it, yani permanently, eternally, forever. And he also said, يعني حصلت مستقر ومقامة, that the meaning of this is that it would be good. Yani it would be a good, a wonderful, a pleasant place to abide in, and a pleasant place to rest in, a pleasant place of residence, and a pleasant place of permanent settlement. The Shaykh, he then says, فَهَذَا مَآلُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَمَآبُهُمْ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِهِ لِكَمَالِ تَعَبُّدِهِمْ وَانْقِيَادِهِمْ لِحِدَايَاتِ كِتَابِهِ الْكَرِيمِ. That this is the end result. Yani this is the consequence. This is the, yani the reward of these people due to their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being characterized with these qualities and characteristics. This is their final destination. Yani the place that they would, yani end up in. Which is that, yani this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would honor them with. Yani this is the place of honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِكَمَالِ تَعَبُّدِهِمْ, due to the perfection, the completion of their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their compliance with the guidance that came in His noble book. Yani this is the end result of the person who, yani takes seriously what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran. Yani the descriptions of the believers, the descriptions of the Ibad al-Rahman, the descriptions of those who Allah is pleased with. The person who takes this seriously and attempts to understand the meaning of these things and to apply them in one's life, to act upon them, to become, yani, characterized with these qualities, this is the end result, yani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would honor people with this great honor due to their worship of Him and their compliance with that which He has yani revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as guidance for humanity into the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then after this, the Shaykh, he goes to the end, yani the last ayah of the surah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi tamami hadha as-siyaq, yani at the end of this sequence of ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. Yani this particular ayah, the scholars differ concerning its meaning, and the Shaykh, he has taken one of those opinions, which Allahu A'lam is probably the more correct of those opinions. So he said, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ مَا يَأْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Yani that my Rabb, He would not, yani لَا احْتَمْبِي لَا يُبَالِي بِكُمْ. Yani that Allah would not be concerned. Allah wouldn't care. Allah wouldn't give attention. Allah wouldn't even consider you. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ, if it were not for your dua. Here he says, in this, فيه, and dua, keeping in mind that الدُعَاء هو الإبادة. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said an authentic hadith that's reported in the Sunan of Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood and others. And Shaykh al-Albani said that it is sahih. He said, الدُعَاء هو الإبادة. And in some of the narrations, الدُعَاء مُخَ الْإِبَادَة. And this narration, dua مُخَ الْإِبَادَة, yani most of the scholars said that it is weak. But in any case, الدُعَاء هو الإبادة is an authentic hadith that dua, it is ibadah. Yani it is the core, the essence of worship. And so, yani some of the scholars, they said that what is meant by dua here is al-ibadah. The Shaykh, he says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be concerned about you. He wouldn't, yani, care about you. He wouldn't pay attention to you if it were not for your dua, yani, meaning your worship of Him. Here he says, fihi anna maradda an-najat wa sa'ada ila al-ibada allati khalaqa Allah azza wa jalla al-khalq li ajliha wa awjadahum li tahqiqiha. So in this ayat, in this saying, that Allah wouldn't even be concerned about you, He wouldn't care about you, He wouldn't pay any attention to you, if it were not for your dua, in this is an indication that an-najat, yani salvation from the hellfire, was-sa'ada, success of earning paradise in the next life. It all goes back to al-ibadah. It all goes back to the worship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation for this purpose. Allah has brought into existence the creation to realize, to actualize, to establish al-ibadah. And this is proven, yani, the shaykh didn't mention it, but it's obvious that he is referring to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ, yani that I have not created the jinn or the men, the jinn and the men, except for the purpose of worshipping me, yani to worship Allah alone with at-tawheed. So the shaykh is saying here that in this saying, first he's saying, he's indicating here that the meaning of du'aukum is ibadatukum. Your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give attention to you or care about you or be concerned about you. It is only for this, because this is the very purpose for which Allah has created the creation. It is the very purpose for which He has brought the creation into existence, that is to establish, to yani tahqiq, to actualize, to realize the worship of Allah alone. So he said, so it is worship that success and salvation all goes back to. It all goes back to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the shaykh, he says here, yani, this particular opinion, he said, is the opinion of Al-Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He said, قال ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, وَأَصَحُّ الْأَقْوَالُ فِي الْآيَةِ أَنَّ مَعَنَاهَا مَا يَصْنَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا عِبَادَتُكُمْ إِيَّاهُ, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not do anything with you. Allah wouldn't be concerned about you. He wouldn't attach any importance to your existence if it were not for your ibadah, your worship of Him, yani ibadatukum iyyahu. فَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَمْ يَخْلُقْكُمْ إِلَّا لِعِبَادَتِهِ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create you except for the purpose of worshipping Him. Except for the purpose of worshipping Him. Here, the shaykh, he closes with dua, saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause all of us, yani, بَلَّغَنَا Allah أَجْمَعِينَ صِفَاتِ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, that may Allah enable all of us to, yani, reach this level of achieving the sifat of ibadur rahman, وَثَبَّتَنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَالْهُدَى وَالْإِمَانِ, and may He make us firm upon the truth, and upon right guidance, and upon, yani, true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which He has sent through the prophets and the messengers. وَنَسْأَلُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَن يُوَفِّقَنَا وَجَمِيعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لِمَا يُحِبُّهُ لَنَا وَيَرْضَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. And also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, success, and He give us the ability, all of us, He said, يعني يوفقنا وجميع المسلمين, all of the Muslims, all of the people who worship Allah alone, may Allah grant us success in achieving that which He loves for us, and in achieving that which He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is pleased with, من القول والعمل, in terms of our speech and in terms of our actions. فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ, for indeed, yani, Allah is the only one who has power, who has the ability, yani, for us to achieve any good or to be protected from any harm. Yani, there is no power and no strength except with Allah al-Aliyy al-Azim, the Most High, yani, the Magnificent, the Supreme. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the praise, all of it belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira da'iman ila yawmuddin. And may the salat and the salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his noble, righteous family, and upon his companions, all of them. And yani, peace, yani, complete, perfect, much peace, permanent peace, yani, until Yawmuddin, until the day yani when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, yani to account. This is the end of what the Shaykh mentioned. And also the end of our time. And I want to say in closing that due to the importance of this particular topic, and due to the benefit that I yani see personally, and Allah knows best, in dealing and reviewing, yani sharing with one another these lofty, noble characteristics and qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this surah, in the ayats, the ending ayats of Surah Al-Furqan, due to yani the great benefit found in that, I would like to next week, inshallah, read a little bit from the summary of these sifat. From the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he has summarized in the end of this surah these sifat, and I think that it is worthy, yani, in that he has mentioned some of the details, yani, that we have summarized in the titles, that the Shaykh has summarized in the titles of each of these eight sifat. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di has, yani, detailed them, yani, as many more than eight characteristics or qualities. And I think that it is worthy of us to yani go back and look at yani what he has said in this summary, and perhaps also yani add to it some other characteristics or qualities of the people of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun and in the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal, yani some other characteristics or qualities of great benefit that perhaps inshallah we can yani add to what and is mentioned in this in the end of this particular surah. So, inshallah, in the next week, and maybe the next 2 weeks, inshallah, we're going to look first at the summary of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di of these sifat that I mentioned in these ayat, and then maybe one or two other places in the Quran for some further yani qualities or characteristics that are worthy of keeping in the forefront of our minds, yani trying to know them well and striving to implement them in our lives, in order that we will achieve the high station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended for those who are sincere, for those who believe with and do good deeds and in accordance with the sunnah and sincerely for his sake alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends a high station, and this high station can be achieved by these characteristics and others. Inshallah, next week we'd like to mention a few of them along with the summary of what came in these ayats. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question about what we discussed tonight, or if there's any comment or any correction from something that has been said before we leave.